This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The electioneering is gaining momentum ahead of the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. After the Bharatiya Janata Party, the Janata Dal United has also released its first list of 57 candidates. Ministers currently serving in the state cabinet have been given another opportunity to contest. Meanwhile, Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sinha has filed his nomination from Lakhisarai constituency. Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta are also present. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch party campaign for Bihar Assembly elections with an interactive session with party's booth-level workers today. He will interact with the party workers under the Mera Booth, Sabse Mazboot campaign. Prime Minister Modi hailed the role of party workers in its election campaign and said they are working dedicatedly with full energy to ensure the victory of BJP-NDA in Bihar. BJP has fielded 71 candidates in its first list released yesterday, with 50 sitting MLAs, including Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and several cabinet ministers, contesting once again. BJP has announced candidates for upcoming assembly by-polls in Jammu and Kashmir, Jharkhand, Odisha and Telangana. In Jammu and Kashmir, the candidates for the upcoming by-polls include Aga Syed Museen for Badgam and Sushri Devyani Rana for Nagrota. In Jharkhand, Babulal Soren is contesting the by-polls from Ghatshila. In Odisha, Jay Dholakia is candidate for Nuapara. In Telangana, Lankala Deepak Reddy is contesting the by-polls from Jubilee Hills. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today inaugurated the 16th International Railway Equipment Exhibition 2025, Asia's largest and the world's second largest railway exhibition at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Over 450 exhibitors across more than 15 countries are showcasing state-of-the-art railway and metro products, innovations and sustainable solutions. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said that in the last 11 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has put strong focus on railways modernization. He said railway is currently investing 2,56,000 crore rupees every year to modernize railway at a rapid pace. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved a 100% increase in financial assistance for ex-servicemen and their dependents under schemes implemented by the Department of Ex-Servicemen Welfare. The penury grant has been doubled from 4,000 rupees to 8,000 rupees per month per beneficiary. This will provide sustained lifetime support to aged and non-pensioner ex-servicemen and their widows above 65 years of age with no regular income. The ministry said the education grant has been increased from 1,000 to 2,000 rupees per month per head for up to two dependent children. The marriage grant has also been raised from 50,000 to 1 lakh per beneficiary. The ministry said the revised rates take effect for applications submitted from 1st November this year onwards. The Supreme Court permitted the sale and bursting of green firecrackers in Delhi and the National Capital Region or NCR during the upcoming Diwali festival, describing it as a balanced approach between celebrating festivities and protecting the environment. A bench of Chief Justice B.R. Gawai and Justice Vinod Chandran ordered that the sale of green firecrackers shall be permitted from October 18 to October 20. The apex court further directed bursting of such firecrackers shall be allowed from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on 2 days, the day before Diwali and on Diwali. Meanwhile, Delhi government has welcomed the Supreme Court's decision for granting permission to use green firecrackers in the national capital. In Maharashtra, 61 senior Naxal cadres surrendered to the Gadchiroli police today in the presence of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. All these 61 Naxals were carrying a collective bounty of 6 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Fadnavis said, "This is the biggest surrender in the history of the Naxalite movement in Maharashtra so far." 6 Indian shooters will begin their campaign in the trap events at the ISSF World Championship Shotgun 2025 in Athens, Greece today. Neeru Dhanda, Ashima Ilawat and Kirti Gupta will compete in the women's trap, while Zorawar Singh Sandhu, Vivan Kapoor and Bhuvanesh Mendiratta will take part in the men's category. In hockey, Indian junior men's hockey team will face Australia today in their next group match of the Sultan of Johor Cup 2025 at Johor Bahru, Malaysia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.